Rallies and events organized chiefly by MassPerg and the Sierra Club took place this week from the steps of the State House in Boston to Western Massachusetts. The activists sought to focus public attention on the bill pending in the Massachusetts legislature to expand the state's 30-year-old bottle deposit law to include non-carbonated beverages. Rory Casey was campaigning for the updated bottle bill at the downtown farmers market in Holyoke, accompanied by someone in a 7-foot-tall inflatable bottle labeled Bottle Bill.
Just trying to raise awareness of the status of the bill right now in the legislature and trying to get folks know there's a sense of urgency to get it passed this year.
Casey and the other proponents of expanding the bottle deposit law got an unexpected boost last week when it was gaveled through the state Senate on a voice vote attached as an amendment to a House-passed jobs bill.
And in the 14 years that the organizers have been trying to pass this bill, it has never made it this far. It always dies in committee or goes out for more study. And that's why this year we feel the time is ripe.
A lot has changed in the 3 decades since Massachusetts first put a nickel deposit on every can and bottle of soda and beer sold in the state to give people an incentive to not litter. Bottled waters, juices, and sports drinks now account for a large percentage of the beverage market. Curbside recycling programs have also expanded to a majority of cities and towns, a point made by bottle bill expansion critics. Holyoke City Councilor Aaron Vega says expanding the bottle deposit law is not redundant with municipal recycling programs.
The immediate impact we would see would be on the trash on the streets. When you walk around or drive around, you don't see soda bottles, you don't see beer bottles. Right or wrong, people are collecting those off the streets and redeeming them. So what you do see is water bottles. You see sports drink bottles and you see energy drinks.
The Massachusetts Food Association, the lobbyists for the supermarket and grocery store industry, has long argued against expanding the bottle deposit law on the grounds it would burden the food and beverage industry with costs. Additionally, the argument is being made that the bottle deposit is a tax because the state projects it will pocket $20 million a year in unredeemed deposits. Barbara Anderson, the executive director of Citizens for Limited Taxation, in a memo to legislators, said the organization has always been careful to differentiate between a tax and a fee, and she concludes the bottle deposit is neither. But Anderson is opposed to the bottle deposit expansion on grounds it would hurt small food stores short on space to store empty containers. And she said it was outrageous for the state Senate to pass it without a roll call.
And I just think it's wrong the way it was done. There should be a debate on this in both the House and Senate. There are two sides to this story. I'd like to hear them. And at that point, I think all of our legislators should be recorded being either for or against the expanded bottle bill.
The fate of the expanded bottle deposit law, attached as it is now to a jobs bill, rests with a House Senate Conference Committee, according to State Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington.
I am hopeful that we can prevail on the conference committees, all 6 members, to agree to go forward with the bottle bill. If it doesn't, we come back to it next session.
The clock runs out on the current legislative session this Tuesday evening, July 31st. If the updated bottle bill does not pass both chambers by then, proponents would have to refile it in January, and the debate can begin anew. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.